It's been quite a while that the whole country was fixated on a trial. That trial. It was 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 4th, 1995. America came literally to a sudden stop. Everyone was waiting for the O.J. Simpson verdict. And maybe you don't remember that. Well, I can tell you, this once famous football player accused of the murder of his wife, it was a trial, I don't know, of the century, I don't know. 9 months of the most watched, most analyzed trial in history up to that point. And the jury had a verdict. The judge announced that we couldn't hear the verdict yet. See, it was placed in a sealed envelope. We had to wait till the next day to find out. Look, the nation's holding their breath on this thing. Everybody was guessing about it. And then as the verdict envelope arrived, America literally stopped to hear it. I mean, there was a huge power surge in New York City because thousands of TVs came on at once. All across the country, usually busy streets were strangely uncrowded. Long-distance calls dropped by 60%. And listen, the verdict, well, it got debated. But one thing was sure. We were obsessed with knowing what the verdict was. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the verdict on our eternity. You and I wouldn't be any different no matter what the verdict for O.J. Simpson was or any other famous trial, but there is a verdict that really does affect you because it determines where you're going to spend eternity. It's God's verdict on you. Was it good enough? Will I get to heaven when I die? Guilty or not guilty with God? See, the verdict's not in an envelope. It's in an open book. In fact, I have that book here. You have the right to find out God's verdict on you. So our word for today is from the Word of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 19. Every mouth will be silenced. The whole world held accountable to God. No one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. That means doing good things. Chapter 3, verse 2. There is no one righteous, not even one. Man, everyone is guilty. Verse 22 says, there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's verse 23. The verdict is in on each of us. Guilty before God. We've broken his laws over and over. We've hijacked a life that our Creator gave us and run it ourselves. We've been our own God. Not only is the verdict in, but the sentence has been pronounced. In Romans 6:23, it says, the wages of sin is death. Some of us will plead the good we've done. It's not enough. No one righteous, not one. Did you hear that? See, a death penalty can't be paid by somebody doing good. Somebody has to die. And our sentence, in a word, for our sin is hell. But this reading of the verdict is followed by this amazing offer of a pardon. It says in the next verse, we are justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus through faith in his blood. In other words, someone has come to pay your death penalty, God's own son. So our only hope of being right with God, ever going to heaven, is placing all our hope in Jesus Christ, the one who died in our place as our substitute. Look, if you think your religion or your goodness is going to satisfy God's verdict, the Bible just says it won't. Why would Jesus die on a cross if there was a way you could possibly get to God on your own? Jesus died so he could forgive your sin, erase it from God's book, and help you trade that death penalty that you and I deserve for the eternal life we could never deserve. Have you ever put your total trust in Jesus to be your Savior from your sin? If you're not sure you have, don't risk another day without him. Tell him, Jesus, I'm yours. Go where we've put it there so you can simply understand how you belong to him at our website, anewstory.com. The bad news is we're all guilty. The sentence of death. But if you belong to Jesus Christ, if you put your trust in him, the Son of God is your defense attorney who stands before his Father giving the verdict of not guilty, and you will go to the heaven he has prepared for you.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.